Joining me on the line right now, Javon Johnson, former CFL defensive back. Javon, thanks for your time here.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Now, you just accepted a job with Defiance College as defensive backs coach, right?
Absolutely.
How did that all come together?
Well, I knew it was getting towards the time where I needed to start thinking outside the box, thinking about what I would do next and as far as my football career went. And I attended the coaches convention in San Antonio here just a few short weeks ago. And I ran into a few coaches that I play for. One of which I'm currently working for now. About a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, he gave me a call and asked if I would be interested in taking over as the defensive backs coach position that they had available. And at the time, you know, I was still considering playing, and I wasn't sure whether or not it was something that I would be interested in at the time. But I took a day or two to think it over, and I think the move came at the right time for me to do something that I've always wanted to do once my playing career was over. And so I accepted a job, and although I haven't officially retired, I'm thinking I'm leaning towards that just because at this point in my career, I'm not really interested in playing for someone that isn't going to give me the respect that I deserve.
So more than likely, playing career is over.
I'm not going to say that right now. you know, I'll think it over, you know, and when I'm ready to actually say that and feel confident about making that decision, then I will.
Now, you've always been a man who always tries to give back to the community that is in. You've done that in the CFL, in all the cities that you've played for. Do you find that this is another option for you to kind of give back to a community?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I will never stop giving back to the communities that I play in, whether that's playing, coaching, whatever the case may be. I'll never stop giving back to those communities, because those communities that I work in, they accept me with open arms, and I really enjoy making an impact in the community. So I'll continue to do that, and I look forward to overcoming any obstacles that come my way and continuing to try to build the people that are around me.
Now, the last couple of seasons you had in the CFL here, obviously being a 12-year veteran, teaching a lot of the young guys. Now you're going to be coaching college kids. Besides football, I mean, you can teach X's and O's. What are you looking outside of that to teach these kids, like, about life?
I mean, you got to start with the life skills. You know, I'm going to for sure teach all my players the importance of taking care of business in the classroom, because at the end of the day, you know, like me and like so many others before me, football comes to an end, and that's one thing that no one can ever take from you is your education. So I'm going to preach to them the importance of taking care of business in the classroom and doing the things right outside of the game, but also making sure that they pay attention to details and do all the little things right, because small margins of victory ultimately become big margins of victory in the game of football. So doing all the little things right, paying attention to details, knowing what your assignment and alignment are, and doing all the things that you need to do in order to set yourself up for success is ultimately what helps you get to the point where you want to get to.
Now, you said earlier that you were looking at being a coach in your post-playing career while you were still a player. Would you be looking at ever returning to the CFL, or if the door opened up to the NFL as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going to keep my doors open in regards to where my career goes with the coaching thing, you know, whether it's CFL, NFL, big time college football, wherever my life takes me with coaching, I'll accept those opportunities when they arrive. Right now, I'm just going to focus on the defensive backs here at Defiance College. I do know I had reached out to Coach Dickinson and also Coach Shivers about possibly getting the defensive back coaching job with the Riders, but you know, I didn't really get any sort of response from it, so I just kind of took the options that were on the table for me.
Now, you just on your Facebook page kind of gave a little farewell to the CFL and to the fans as well, and one of the guys that you mentioned was John Murphy for bringing you back to Saskatchewan, but I also noticed that you didn't Chris Jones, but why John Murphy instead of some of the other guys?
Well, you know, me and John Murphy go back for some years. He was the general manager in Winnipeg After my first All-Star season, he was the first guy who gave me a deal that I felt was fair as a player once I made All-Star and made a name for myself. He respected me enough to be honest with me, tell me exactly, you know, where they saw me at as a player when I was in Winnipeg and what their goals and aspirations were for me going forward. And he basically set me up for what I was getting ready to become in the CFL. So I respect John Murphy, and he was the reason why I decided to come back to Saskatchewan in 2017. I had considered a few different options, and also retiring was one of those options. But you know, he spoke to me, and he was real, and he was honest with me about where they saw me at and what they were looking for out of me. And that all changed in 2018.
No, obviously 2018, kind of an up and down season for you. You started off the season playing very, very well, still at a high level, and then kind of out of nowhere you were benched. How did you take that going through the rest of the season?
You know, it was tough at times, oftentimes questioning myself, not really understanding what was going on, the magnitude of what was happening. But what I was going to do was stay focused, stay the course, and I wasn't going to step outside of my character and give anyone the opportunity to say anything negative about my name and about how I handled things. I think given the circumstances that I was under, I handled things very well, given what I was dealing with, even though I was never actually told the real reason as to why I wasn't playing. I thought that for the first 9 weeks, being a starter, I thought I played very well, and every coach told me that they were very ecstatic about how I was playing and that I was playing, you know, football at a high level and still playing well. So to get benched and not really be told the real reason why, I think that's the part that really took the fun out of the game for me. And the team, I think, the reason why they kept me around, simply, I believe, is because of, you know, what was happening in the defensive backs room, and being a guy who could kind of keep those guys in line and under control. I think that's why they kept me and not let me go and explore other options.
Now, it's no secret to anybody who watched the Riders last year that the defense pretty much carried that team the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like being on that side of the ball, the defense, where it's like, okay, well, guys, we got to score here because the offense isn't going to put up 20 points for us?
I mean, I don't think the defense really cared what the offense did in regards to scoring points. I think we took it on ourselves defensively to overcome the challenge of trying to get the ball back and get the ball in the end zone. I think it became a game for us. It became fun to try to create turnovers and score touchdowns, and I think we did a lot of that with guys getting the ball and figuring ways out to try to get it in the end zone. It was a challenge, but you know, in football, no matter whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, you know, one phase is going to at some point carry all the other phases, you know, depending on how the game is going and that, but at the end of the day, you know, it's all three phases, but, you know, you can't win the game solely by yourself. So we just try to support those guys and help those guys the best we could.
Now, in your farewell post, you kind of addressed a little bit of dysfunction in the locker room between the players. Mm-hmm. I know players, a team is like a family, right? So, and every family has dysfunction. That's kind of what brings them all together. Can you allude to kind of what you were referencing there?
I mean, I knew that question would more than likely come up, just because, you know, everybody wants to know, like, what exactly I was referring to. But I think it's in my best interest to not really get into that. You know, like you said, every team is like a family, and every family has its problems and issues and share those things. But, you know, I think with what was going on in the locker room, in the meeting room, you know, it's a lot of different egos and at some point, guys have to put their pride aside as far as where they come from and what their lifestyle was prior to coming to the CFL. And at the end of the day, you know, it's a family, and you go out and do whatever you can to protect family. But I think some of the things that were happening in the locker room were major distractions, and at some points, even things that were happening prior to actually playing in the game, you know, it was unacceptable, and it's just something that I won't go into further detail about.
I assume this is going to be one of those kind of learning points you're going to take with you to Defiance College and teach the kids, right?
For sure. My guys will act accordingly. Understand that, you know, coming from all different areas of the world, and you know, no matter what your background is, everybody's there to do one job, and that job is to win football games and go to school. And you know, I will make the point of, you know, what we're all there for, and how we're going to go forward, and the things that we won't put up with. But that's just, you know, that's part of being around the game for so long and understanding, because my background is different from all the other guys in the locker room. Although we may share some similarities, but our lifestyles and backgrounds are different. We all come from different parts of the world, have done things that a lot of us probably aren't proud of, have lived, you know, through things that, you know, we probably don't care to relive. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're in Canada playing football, you leave all that stuff at the doorstep, and you know, you go out there and fight with your brothers and try to win games, and that's what it's all about.
Well, Javon, I know giving back to the community is one of the things that you did best here in Canada. I know you're probably your best accomplishment on field was probably winning Defensive Player of the Year. Would I be correct in saying that?
Absolutely.
But I think the biggest impact you had was in the community. I know you helped us with a flag football game or a touch football game, raising money for charity. And I know you drove back from Manitoba just to make it there. So for that, I thank you. And for everything else you've done in the CFL, in the communities, the cities that you played in, words can't express just how much you've given back and how much that is appreciated. So, Javon, thank you for that.
I really appreciate it. I really do.
Best of luck.
Thank you.